On Fridays, the Business Report focuses on your money. And today, we'll continue a look at the money that you may have to spend on a house. Yesterday, we told you about the tight housing market in Seattle. The market is hot in other parts of the country, too. Here are a couple of examples. In the last 5 years, prices have climbed more than 100% in Montclair, New Jersey, and climbed 170% in San Diego. Because of price increases like that, economists have been warning for years about a real estate bubble, but in many places, prices have not yet gone down. To find out more, we've called two experts. One is a leading home builder, Bruce Karatz, the CEO of KB Home. The other is Carl Case, an economics professor at Wellesley College, who warns that a slowdown could be coming.
If you look at some parts of the country, particularly on the coasts, prices have risen to extraordinary levels relative to income, and you worry that people's anticipation of further increases is driving the market itself. And there's some evidence that that's true.
Bruce Karatz, as somebody who's a CEO who's dealing with this every day, is there really a housing bubble?
Well, we've heard a lot about bubbles and continue to hear about it, but we haven't seen it, and I don't think there is one. When housing markets are as good as they've been, people seem to say, well, things just can't continue this good forever. But the great housing market doesn't exist throughout the United States. There's many just moderate markets where prices are not appreciating very fast at all. And in those markets where prices are appreciating fast, there are some fundamental reasons. The price appreciation will slow, is slowing, but the market remains still excellent.
What happens when construction projects that are started in hot selling areas get finished? There's a lot more housing, and as we expect, interest rates go up.
What happens is demand will drop in those areas because there's an excess of supply, and buyers will get nervous and start lowballing. Then what happens is sellers hold out and you don't get a lot of agreements, and the volumes go down. And that's been a real support for the economy over the last 3 years, really. We've seen 2 million housing starts, extraordinary existing home sales.
Bruce Karatz, you're actually out there building some of these homes.
We are, and I would simply say that in California, one of those great markets, the number of housing units being built is no greater than that which was built in the late 80s, and the population, to a large part driven by immigrants, has risen dramatically over the last 15 years.
One of the things you have to keep in mind in these boom areas like California is anybody who bought more than a couple of years ago, who's been in the market for a long time, has a buildup of equity, a substantial amount. They drive the upper end of the market. New buyers, however, have to come in to pick up what's being left by those who are trading up. I bought my house in Massachusetts for $50,000 20 years ago. I'm a baby boomer. I sold it for five times that. I made more money living in the house than I made working, which is not a reflection of what I'm being paid. But that puts me in a strong position coming back into the market.
Which raises the question of how does a young person just starting out get into that house?
Well, young families just starting usually end up selecting housing in areas that they can afford. What is happening in the new housing market is that we are building higher density developments to sell housing at lower prices. So the same house that the professor may have bought 20 years ago for $50,000, today, if he were similarly situated, he might be buying a condominium rather than a home.
Aren't banks also encouraging a lot of this demand by offering no down payment loans and other deals?
Absolutely. Mortgage lenders have been very aggressive in the last few years, opening up the market to lots of people who would have been closed out in years before. There's a lot of good to that. But it's pushing people very close to their limits in terms of monthly payments. And there's an awful lot of variable rate mortgages out there now.
Bruce Karatz, as you work there in the housing business, have you noticed the overall business climate in encouraging people to buy?
You don't need a home builder to convince an American family that it's smart to own a home. It is less frenetic today than it was a year or two ago. Yet the markets that are good remain very good. And I suspect that with the increasing population and very attractive interest rates, which we expect to see for at least the next 12 to 18 months, that we're going to see home buying remain at very healthy levels.
I do hear stories where people have to move or want to move and they're just priced out. They're in the Midwest, they're in the South, and they just don't have the money and can't imagine saving the money to make a decent down payment in another part of the country.
Well, that's certainly true, and employers are finding it difficult to attract people here to the Boston area. I mean, we've got a market that's still escalating in price. The economy up here has lost 200,000 jobs, and it's not gaining any back. Now, that strikes me as a recipe for some serious slowing. But certainly the height to which prices have gotten on the East Coast and the West Coast discourage people from the Midwest who come without any equity at all.
Let me add something. 90-95% of all buyers of homes are buying them to live in, not for investment. The choice again comes down to, do I buy or do I rent? And I think at the end of the day, even though you may be in a high-priced market such as Boston, I still think it makes sense to be a home buyer.
Bruce Karatz is the CEO of KB Home, and that is one of the country's largest home builders. He's in California. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Carl Case is a professor of economics at Wellesley College in Massachusetts. Thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Sarah Mobley-Smith and directed by Kara Gerhardt. The production staff includes Ben Bergman, Wilma Consul, Barry Gordimer, Neva Grant, and Jim Wildman. Cindy Carpian and Melissa Yeager-Miller are at NPR West. Our senior producer is Robin Grattison. Our senior editor is Bruce Auster. And another director is Van Williamson. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Steve Inske. We'll be right back.